T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are looking more into the Jersey City shootings. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is joining us live now. And Brad, the focus on this, ever since we've kind of learned a little bit more information, has been on this being a hate crime and what type of hate crime this is. When you start to put that distinction on something, what does that mean for an investigation going forward? What does that mean for how you look at a certain event?
Okay, so it sort of changes the focus of some of the additional things that you would look for. It also then opens up the possibility to prosecute people, although in this case, if it doesn't go beyond the two shooters, there's nobody to prosecute, as to federal crimes that that they could have potentially violated. But, you know, the real key is in any homicide investigation is motive. What drove the people to do what they did? And, you know, the investigators have not come out and said this directly. The mayor, I suppose, has been the most forthcoming of Jersey City, saying that, you know, he firmly believes, you know, that this was a racially motivated crime and that they on purpose drove from the cemetery where they had murdered a Jersey City homicide detective. Drove directly to this kosher market and stepped out of the vehicle with weapons pointed at the market and began shooting. So, you know, clearly the market, based on those events, was targeted. And I guess if you look at the background, particularly of David Anderson, he apparently has had some affiliation with this group called the Black Hebrew Israelites, who, you know, basically believe that Blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians are really the chosen races, and that white folks clearly are not.
Red, how do they go back at this point and put all of this together? How do they investigate it?
Social media, friends, associates, what has, in particular, Mr. Anderson written? Apparently there was some sort of rambling manifesto inside the stolen U-Haul truck that they used to drive to the kosher market. What does that tell you? So it's sort of the combination of all of the above. If he had some affiliation, now keep in mind there's 8 million variations of this particular organization, so or I should say line of thinking. And they'll go back and find people that he has been with. He was in prison for a period of time. And they'll also do the same thing with her, because it looks like, at least at this point, he sort of radicalized her at some point after they started living together. That's another angle I guess they'll look at. But the information's there. It's just it may take a while to dig it out.
You mentioned this group that I would think most of our listeners have never heard of before, but they're responsible for such a heinous act. You know, how difficult does it become when we're talking about these tiny little sects of people? You mentioned the Black Hebrew Israelites, potentially a group that's involved. It doesn't take, and we've seen this from so many lone gunman or lone wolf situations, that it doesn't take a lot of people to go and carry out something like this. How many of these tiny little hate groups are out there?
A lot of them, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League. You know, we'll have to see, you know, what actual numbers. But you're exactly right that it takes one person basically to decide they're going to do something violent and horrible, and they just go do it. I mean, it's a little, you know, we can't really do anything about that unless we know about it in advance. So keep in mind that these two shooters, you know, was there any advanced information out there about them, that they were going to go do something like this? you know, maybe, maybe not. But clearly, as the three of us have talked about, school shooters and mass shooters, there's always some indicators about what they're going to do.
You know, looking at this, these hate crimes, as compared to when we classify something as terrorism, is there that big of a difference between the two? And, you know, might we need maybe more distinctions with more of these groups?
Probably. But, I think you sort of have to use this general umbrella, that whether it's this group, this alleged group that might have some identity connection to the shooting in Jersey City, whether it's, you know, somebody who walks into a school and starts shooting, or a business and starts shooting, were they driven by different things? The answer is yes, but they're all driven by revenge. They're all angry. They think they need to take violent action to, I guess, justify support and also give themselves power. I mean, these are very powerful moves where you go in and start killing people, controlling life and death. So, in my view, they all sort of, it all goes down to sort of that bottom of the funnel. It's just how you get there.
I think most people would be, you know, if we came across a group like this, I know if I saw something like that, I would, you know, just think, well, oh, it's a few people. Is it really that big of an issue? It's not the way, you know, most people think, or it's not a large group. They're not really going to create much of an impact, but that's proving to be completely false.
Sure, and you can also translate that into terrorist act. I mean, what is the sort of the top of the page in ISIS playbook? It's to radicalize or motivate individuals in communities wherever they might be in the U.S. or around the world to go commit violent acts. So again, it is those lone individuals. It really doesn't matter what the size of a group is. It really matters is, do police have specific intelligence information about a particular event that's going to occur, and then they can potentially stop it, like they have with a number of terrorist plans and also with school shooters.
Okay. Well, Brad, we appreciate all the insight you've given us. That's Brad Garrett talking about the Jersey City shootings, its status as a hate crime, and some of the groups that may be responsible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.